Okay, Rabosai. Says the Gemara, Daf Samach Amud Beis. Fifth line. Yibayimahu. Pesa Shashachto B'Shar Yimus Hashanah L'Shmo B'Shalo L'Shmo Ma. Okay, here we need a lot of background, right? Pesach, the din, the Gemara Darshins, and Zvachim Daf Ches, and a few other places, that Pesach, when it's not in the right time, becomes a Shlomo. Pesach Shlomo Zmano is a Shlomo. Right, but what's the Gemara assuming here? That if you shef the shalol l'shmo, then it's a shlomim. It actually doesn't matter. Of course, the Gemara is vav, maybe it's vachim. It doesn't matter what shalol l'shmo you shef. If you shef to l'shem shlomim, l'shem ola, l'shem asham, l'shem chatas, l'shem what have you, it becomes a shlomim. So, but if you shef Pesach l'shmo all year long, then it's puzzle, because now you've shefted a Pesach l'shmo, and it's the wrong time. It's shalom zman. So it's the opposite of all normal karbanos, right? Normal karbanos, it's good to shef l'shmo, and it's bad to shef l'shmo l'shmo. How bad is it? Remember, regular karbanos from shef shalom l'shmo are kosher below alo by the shem chova. Pesach is mano, and chatas from shef shalom l'shmo is possible with God. However, Pesach all year long is funny in that it's a mirror image. L'shmo is bad, and shalom l'shmo is good. So what if you have l'shmo and shalom l'shmo? Mi asi shalol l'shmo makom din l'shmo. Does the soul of shalol l'shmo take it away from the hechsher of? Sorry, does the hechsher of shalol l'shmo take it out of the soul of l'shmo u'machsher le and make it kosher? Olo. Okay, interesting question. Ki aser of dimi amar amrisa l'shmaitza kame de Rav Yirmiya hov l'shmo machsher b'zmano shalol l'shmo machsher shalol b'zmano. So what does this Rav Dimi talking, right? What does Rav Dimi say? He says, make a comparison. Just like Bismano, right? Lishmo is good, Shalom Lishmo is possible. And if you mix them, then it's possible. So do Shalom Bismano. Shalom l'shmo is good and l'shmo is possible, and if you mix them, it's possible. Basically, the principle is that if you mix the kosher machshava and the possible machshava, then it ends up being possible. Okay, seems like a good parallel, but whatever Yirmi say back to him. But Amar Li said back to him, Lom Amar b'shalom l'shmo shekinod b'zuchol esvachem, Tomer l'shmo shekinod b'zuchol esvachem, Elo Pesach milvad. And that's the end of the direct analysis of this question. Then later we're going to rub out of our Abba arguing with it. You bring a riot from a different case. But they're not going to analyze this question itself more. What does he say back? He said, you can't make a comparison. Shalom l'shmo that pasal pesach b'zmano some just knowing b'chol asvachim. But l'shmo that pasal pesach shalom l'shmano b'zmano is not knowing b'chol asvachim. Okay. Very mysterious kind of shakamatari here, and it's very unclear to us exactly what's going on, even though this is just fairly partial, let's put on the board. Anyway, here we have Pesach Bismano and Shalom Bismano, Mishmo, and Shalom's on a paradox, not paradoxically puzzle. Shalom Mishmo is puzzle Bismano. Kosher shalom is mano because then it's a shlomim, no problem. What about lishmo? Bishalom lishmo. So here we say it's definitely possible. And here we have the machlokes between Rav Dimi and Rav Yirmiya, which will later be machlokes between Rava and at least the dechia of Rav Ada Bar Ava. Says Rav Dimi possible, and the comparison, the parallel works well. Says Rav Yirmiya, kosher. Oh, the comparison doesn't follow. No, says Rav Yirmiya. It says Rav Yirmiya. That's because. Okay. Someone remind me to bring more colors. Wrong colors. Anyway, says Rav Yirmiya kosher. Says Rav Yirmiya apostle. Because what? Here.
Second.
Good
day,
Liz.
I have small ones
like that. No, that's okay, Liz. Thank you. Send me your puzzle. Why? Because this psal is nohe b'chol zvachim. For all zvachim, it's bad to do a shalom l'shmo. And therefore, that psal overpowers the the kashrus when there is a mixture. But this psal is eino noheg bechol hazvachim. And if it's eino noheg bechol hazvachim, then it's not going to overpower the kashrus when there is a mixture. That is the svara of Revere. Okay, the question is, what underlies this? So first, I just want to deal with the question of the segue, the transition, rather, from the previous sugya of this. So in the previous sugya, we have a whole machlokes in Rami and Rabbi Yossi about Tfos Loshon Rishon, or Af B'Gemar Dvarav, Adam Nitfas. In this Gemara, really doesn't sound so Rav Meir did. It's because, according to Rav Meir, you should say Tfos Loshon Rishon. If Tfos Loshon Rishon, then there's nothing to talk about. It's Lashmo. Then there should be no comparison whatsoever. Meaning, Bishar, we didn't compare it to Pesach Bismano. Bismano also were only Tfos Loshon Rishon. Gurner Meir, Bismano were whichever one's first. So here too, it should be whichever one is first. And that's what bothers a number of the Mefarshim, meaning, why don't we bring in Tfos Loshon Rishon versus Afbik Marjvar Vadim Nitfas in the Sugya? Taka for Yossi, the Sugya seems to be, oh yeah, Afbik Marjvar Vadim Nitfas, they both count. And if they both count, what's the din? Bismano is the last sugya. If they both count, it's for sure possible. Shalom Bismano, we're not sure what to do if they both count. Which one wins? But for a mayor, it's a little tricky. And here we have three answers for what to do, you know, if you count the acronym, what to do for Rabbi Meir. What to do for a mayor? Why not just say Tfos Loshon Rishon Aliba de Rabbi Meir, right? That's the question. Then you don't need to make any comparisons or anything else. Just say Tfos Loshon Rishon. Keep in mind, the whole comparison was to Lishmo v'shalo Lishmo by Misamado, which you said was possible. Of course, that's not according to Rabbi Meir. That is according to Rabbi Yossi. So, why not just say Tfos Loshon Rishon Aliba de Rabbi Meir? So here we have Big Machlokas, the Tfos Loshon Rishon says fairly cautious. He says it based on, and I can get into this right now, not just the question of Tosu Maslow Pesa, the question of Tosu Maslow Hanami. He says, you're right, our sukkah is not Aliba de Rabbi Meir, our sukkah is only Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. Generally, the general rule you pass like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Emo, our sukkah is only according to Rabbi Yossi. But of course, if we're during Meir, it would be Pashut that your Tfos Loshon Rishon. So, says the Rid, Sugin, Azil, Rak, Aliba, Rabbi Yossi. But according to Rabbi Meir, in a Hanami, Tfos Loshon Rishon. In the back, Rabbi Elazar Meir Horowitz, I'm not exactly sure where Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz is, but he always says nice things. We didn't start with Tosos, but he's Tema on Tosos, and he says, no, he can figure out a way to sneak in Rabbi Meir here. He doesn't want to say there's only leave the one Tana, so he says, I can figure out a way to sneak in Rabbi Meir, and he says, there's a trick for Rabbi Meir. This trick is reminiscent of Tosos on Daf. On Daf. Samach and Aleph in the top Tosos, he says you can say Le'elu and include two things without a Lashon Rishon or a Lashon Achron. Says for Elazar Moshe Horowitz, after your mayor, it's a case where you had previously mentioned that you want a Shech L'Shem Pesach U'L'Shem Shlamim, but then that doesn't make any difference. Whatever you say previously is Lo Ma'al or Lo Morid, but the Shashkita you say, Harein Yishoke Le'elu Shamarti. Okay, it's a little Dachak, maybe that Tosos is less Dachak, just. Say it's only Rabbi Yossi done with it, but what they have in common is that the Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz, he says that Aliba
Rav Meir, Maybe the Omer Le'elu, the Enkan Loshon Rishon.
Okay, basically, they accept the premise that, but in Rav Meir, in a normal case, you say it's post Loshon Rishon, and you wouldn't even have to come on to our Sunya. Our Sunya.
Can you make the camera a little sharper? Very difficult to read the board.
Is this sharper?
Great.
Yeah. Thank you.
However, Tosfos famously said, all the Achronim don't like Tosfos whatsoever. Where it loves Harwitz, the whoever put in brackets, the Sfas Emes, etc., they really don't like Tosfos at all. Tos says, Omarita, Tosa, doing by the Ephilah of Meir, the Sover Biamot Fosal Shamishon, Dilma Hacha Pasol, the Sol de Lishmo, the Hinoim Palazvach, and Lochasha Lamechal Bahavi Akira. O Dilma, Filahi Amar Tosal Shamishon. Ali Rabbi Yosef, Matsi, the Bay Ephilah Shalolish Mavalishmo, Lahachi Nashmo, Shalishmo, and the Bay Ephilah Aliva de Rabbi Meir.
What's he saying? Even according to Rabbi Meir, it could be she's Lishmo is not knowing Palazvachim. We don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon about Lishmo. So, in a Hanami, the Rav Meir, in a normal case, Tfos Lashon Rishon says Tosos, and here Tosos says, why is it Lishmo Lishmo, not Lishmo Lishmo Lishmo? It's not a very strong deal, because you know, had to say something. But he says Tosos, no. That Afilu Shira Meir Toslo Shon Bishon Bipsol Shaino Nohe Bichol Hazvachim. Maybe since that's not knowing Bichol Hazvachim, we don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon. Okay. Since it's not known B'chol HaZachim, we don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon. However, if we had said Shalom Shalom B'lishmo, then we for sure said Tfos Lashon Rishon. Okay, that's a big finish, this Tosfos. All the Achronim say to Tosfos, like, no, Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Achron, and like when there's no B'chol HaZachim, obviously Tosfos is working off the Shachar Tari Nar Sugya. Seem to be two different things. Like one is about whether you mean your Lashon Rishon first, or you mean both your Lashon simultaneously. We mentioned yesterday, Machlokes Lashon Rishon versus Achron might be more psychological, in what order do you mean them, or might be more formal, just as one have power to be Chal, maybe Tosfos here, obviously viewing it more formally. This Tosfos is very strange, it's hard to exactly wrap your head around, that's what the Achronim say, why the fact that it's a known B'chol HaZachim should affect Tfos Lashon Rishon specifically is a little tricky. Okay, maybe we'll try to come back to it. Yes?
If you shecht
Shlomim L'Shem Chul, well, we're not even sure what the din is if you shecht Shlomim L'Shem Chul in the first place. But let's, because it's not clear in the Rambam what the din of Shlomim L'Shem Chul is, so give me a better example. So if you shef l'shem, okay, good question. What if you shef l'shem chulin and l'shem shlamin? But if you assume that chulin not all l'shem chovah by all zvachim, which I don't think we get into, then it is a psula known called zvachim. So I don't think it's a good. I don't think it's a good comparison. Okay, maybe we'll see if we can come back to it. Obviously, the easier pshat is say this has nothing to do with the, you know, this is not with a modification within Rabbi Meir. This sugya is only with Rabbi Yossi, in which case it has nothing to do with the previous sugya. Rabbi Yossi, they're both chal. When they're both chal, what happens? Or according to Rabbi Meir, when you said le'ilu, they're both chal. When they're both chal, what happens? Tosos connects to the previous sugya. We'll see if we can get back to it. Let us try, though, to analyze the Shakta Vatari itself. For now, the question is, what's really the yisod of the suffix
or it's not Shasavi, it's Machlokes Rav Dimi and Rav Yirmiyah here. You know, why does Rav Dimi seems to have a good point? Pesach was mano, there's a kosher kavana and a pasul kavana, and if you mix them, it's pasul, right? That's its fault, meaning the good kavana can't get you out of the bad kavana in the modes of Yidin. Pesach Shlomo's mano is a good kavana and a bad kavana. So if you mix them, it's also pasul. Mixed kavana is pasul, and you need pure kavana. The question is, what is Rav Yirmiyah thinking when he says it's noin b'chol ezvachim or inu b'chol ezvachim? Who cares if it's a psul shen noin b'chol ezvachim or it's a psul shen inu noin b'chol ezvachim? If you have psul and kashrus, either psul and kashrus is okay, you just have to be a little okay, or psul and kashrus is bad. Either they're both chal, they're both not chal. What difference does it make that it's inu nohei b'chol ezvachim? Okay, but still, you have a psul, right? Lishmo is a psul. Just as Einu Noeg B'chol Ezvachim, why should you get away with it? Rabbi Dimi says, you have a psul, you have a psul. Who cares if you have two things? A psul is a psul. Kosher is not going to save you. Half kosher is not going to save you from half psul. Rabbi Dimi says it will if it's Einu Noeg B'chol Ezvachim. What difference does it make exactly if it's Einu Noeg B'chol Ha? If it's Einu Noeg, if it's Einu Noeg B'chol Ezvachim, is the question. So Tosos is, you know, maybe Tosos says a prat in the din of Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Achron. After all, when you have two Lashonos, the one that's knowing B'chol Ezvachim is more powerful, and the more powerful one wins. I must admit, I'm not attracted to that at all. I'm not even sure if that's what Tosos means. That's what the Marsha assumes, and the Marsha isn't told. Hold on a second. The Psul of Lashon is not knowing B'chol Ezvachim. But the kashrus of shalosh is also not known kol ezvachim, because you know, all ezvachim shalosh doesn't make it kosher. And then he has trouble with that, and then he tries to resolve it. But, you know, who cares? Right? So what? What's Rav Yirmiyah trying to say? So again, a non-conceptual way of understanding Rav Yirmiyah, maybe based on Tosos. You probably have a chronic who say it this way. One way is maybe Alpitosos. Alpitosos, you can say that, you know, the soul she'eino noheg b'chol hazvachim is weak, so the other lashon beats it. Right? Because what is Tosos doing? Tosos is going back to the previous sugya, which is he's tying this into the previous sugya. He's saying, oh, this is really a prat in Rav Meir's Tosos Lashon Rishon. The point of view, two Lashonos, the better, the stronger Lashon wins, and something that's not knowing B'chol Ezvachim is a weak Lashon and loses the other Lashon. That's Marsha's assumption. The Marsha is also a weak Lashon. After all, Shul Lashmo being a kashrus and not knowing B'chol Ezvachim, the answer is no, Shul Lashmo being kashrus is knowing B'chol Ezvachim, because other Zvachim are kosher Shalom Lishmo. They're just not old Lishem by them. So it's like also a kashrus. Okay, I have trouble really understanding what that means. To me, I think the Sfas Emes is saying something very cautious. Someone want to tell me what the Sfas Emes is saying in very, very clear form? What's Sfas Emes trying to say? He's trying to say something longish, right? Basically, you look at the word and say, no, it's called Zvachim, no, it's called Zvachim. Just sounds like, oh, well, you know, this is a big guy and this is a small guy. Big guy, he's known B'chol Ezvachim, he beats everyone up. You know, a small guy, yeah, he only's knowing in one Zevach in the wrong time. Therefore, he's weaker, and therefore he loses the battle. You know, that sort of, which fit in with Tosa's approach, it's about Lashon Rishon versus Lashon Achron. Which Lashon wins? But that's not, to me, that's not conceptually clear. I think that, what's this Fasem saying? He's saying that there's a fundamental difference in the psul of Shalom Lishmo by Pesach Uzmano and the psul of Lishmo by Pesach Shalom Uzmano. Shalom Lishmo by Pesach Uzmano is a psul. There's a psul called Shalom Lishmo. Right? You open up the Rambam, you open up any place, there's a psul called Shalom Lishmo. Is there a psul called Pesach Lishmo? Shalom Uzmano? Is there a psul of Pesach Shalom Uzmano Lishmo? That's a psul. It's a psul of Lishmo. Do there be such things of Sulishmo? What's thing we're trying to say? What is the longest way of reading the Gemara, right? The Sfas Emes is a big one, right? He was very conceptual in his, he had all the minor Sfas Emes. He was a Sfas Emes and a big one. The Gemara says it's not
The question is, what is that? Is that just a fact in and of itself, or is that signifying something deeper? That's just representing something deeper. So that's not saying it's representing something deeper and conceptual. He says very, very pashut. He says, Lishmo Bismano, which is, what does the Gemara say about it? It's Noheg. Oh, sorry. Shalo Lishmo. Noheg B'chol Azmachim. What does that mean? Meaning, it's an actual psul of Shalo Lishmo. There's an actual psul called Shalo Lishmo. What if you have an actual psul and you also have some kosher machshava? Doesn't matter, you have a psul. It's very nice to have kosher machshava, but a psul is a psul. Right? And what's Rav Yeri is saying? He's saying, since you have a psul machshava, an additional innocuous machshava doesn't save you. You have a psul machshava, shelo lishmo. In fact, you also have a nice machshava that's not going to help you. You feel like, but, what's this last time saying? The psul, I'm getting ahead of myself by putting those quotation marks, the psul lishmo Shalom Bismano. The Gemara says, Einu Noheg B'chol Hazvachim. What does the Gemara mean by Einu Noheg B'chol Hazvachim? Who cares if it's Noheg B'chol Hazvachim or not? If it's Noheg here, it's Noheg here. The Gemara didn't literally mean Einu Noheg B'chol Hazvachim. Conceptually, the important part was not that it's not Noheg B'chol Hazvachim. That's just revelatory of the nature of the psul. Is there a psul of Lishmo? Shalom Bismano? There's a psul called Lishmo? What's the psul? What's the psul? Is the psul called the shmo? Is the psul called the shmo? Ah, there's a special psul called the shmo. Could there be a psul of the shmo? Seems a little weird. How could there be a psul of the shmo? The shmo doesn't sound like a psul. What's wrong with bringing up the shmo b'shari mos hashana? You know, what's wrong with bringing up Pesach? It's the wrong time. It's the wrong time. Let's call it mechusar zman. Right? It's the wrong time. That's the psul. The psul isn't the shmo. It's just that since Lishmo means it remains a Pesach, once it remains a Pesach, then it has a psul of Shalom Zman or Mechusar Zman, meaning there is no psul of Machsheves Lishmo. Just since, okay, what is the Gemara assuming here? The Gemara is assuming here that so let's assume, the Gemara is assuming here that you need to make it into a shlamim, but just since it stays, it has not been changed to a shlamim, it has a psul of mechusar zman. There is no psul of Lishmo. The psul is Mechusar Zman. That's what Yirmi is saying. Ain't no psul Zman. There is no psul called Lishmo B'chol Hazvachim. There's a psul called Mechusar Zman. And what happens indirectly? If you bring a Shalom Lishmo, it becomes a Shlomim. And if it becomes a Shlomim, then it's always a good time for Shlomim, right? Always a good time for Shlomim. That's what I've heard. That a Shlomim is like having a party, right? Eat a lot of meat. It's always a good time for a party. So it's always a good time for shlamin. But if you bring it lishmo, it stays a garden pass. That basically lishmo is not absolute at all. Lishmo just means nothing happens. If nothing happens, a carbon pesach. And there's a carbon pesach and the psul of mechusar zman, because you're bringing it on the wrong day. So it's not a psul. It's just an absence of a change. And when you have an absence of a change, therefore you end up the psul of mechusar zman. Right? If so, therefore what? Therefore, what? But, right? Lishmo. Sorry. Let's call it an akira, even though everyone in Hebrew is not going to use this word. Right? But, Lishmo doesn't change it to a shlomim. L'shmol doesn't change the shlomim. But if you add shelo l'shmol, then it does become a shlomim. Shelo l'shmol does change into a shlomim. And therefore, it's kosher. Basically, what the Sfas Emes is saying is, it's not really mechalkin a psul, I know it calls vachim, psul she'in no calls vachim. It's mechalkin a psul in this machshava versus a side psul which is created by just leaving it alone through this machshava. When the machshava is poselis, another kosher one won't help you. When the machshava just doesn't change it to something and then it has a side problem, the chaser's man. Okay, but if you add to the law, it does change it to something, and then it doesn't have a side problem of, and then it doesn't have a side problem of Mechus Rishman. That is, that's the Sfas Emes' read of Rav Yirmiya, and I think that he has to be right. Again, I don't know, it sounds like Tosfos is being very serious with this, and you know, maybe there's some non-Lundish way of reading it, of just, you know, big Machshava, small Machshava, maybe, but I think the longest way of reading it is clearly it's not about big machshava, small machshava. It's about a machshava's psul. If you add kashrus, doesn't help. It's still possible. Whatever you add, lots of nice things, the psul is still there. However, over here, it's not about machshava's psul. It's just not saving you from the psul of machshava's man. But if you have something else that does save you from the psul of machshava's man, great. It's a presence versus an absence, right? This is a presence of a psul, right? Basically, what are we saying? That shelo lishmo bismano equals the presence of a psul. If there's a psul present, adding another machshava is not going to change the fact that the psul is there. However, lishmo shelo bismano is an absence of a solution to the side problem of Mechusar's mind. Okay. The Shema was absent of the solution. The Shema doesn't solve that problem. But if you absolutely don't solve the problem, then you solve the problem. That's the insight of the Sfas Emes here. That's how he's reading the Lundus of Rukiria. It's a very, very nice Lundus of Rukiria. Now, my only question is going to be, if this is such a nice Lundus of Rukiria, and we know the Sfas Emes, what does Ravdini think? And here, I'm wondering how afraid I should be to be a little more radical. What does Rav Dini think? Because one thing you can see what Dini thinks is, Hitaka thinks what the Sfas Emes denied. The Shmo Shelo Bismano is really a psul. The psul is not a Chosher's mind. There's really a psul of the Shmo. How can there be a psul of the Shmo Shelo Bismano? How can there be a psul of the Shmo? Right? I have no marker for this. I don't even think anyone in the Sifka says this. But maybe if you're willing to say it like this, that Pesach Meshayi Mos Hashan is Shlomo. Here, okay, something we maybe get to a little more. We should be divided. No, there's a big machlokus all over Shas, whether Pesach Meshayi Mos Hashan becomes a Shlomo, it doesn't retain any of the characteristics of Pesach. Maybe we'll get into it a little more in the next segment. Right, does it retain characteristics of Pesach? Like, for example, is it only for one day instead of 2 days? Right, big machlokus for sure. Maybe it's a shlomim, which, maybe if you say it's a shlomim which contains some characteristics of Pesach, you can say, if you sheft the shlomim, there's really shlomim shlomim. Because you're supposed to sheft it not for Pesach, and you're shefting it for Pesach. And Pesach, shlomo lishmo is puzzle. So maybe you could say, lishmo bismano is really shlomo lishmo compared to what you're supposed to be doing. Shlomo bismano, and therefore the psul of shlomo lishmo. Okay, that might be a little radical. I'm not sure if I'm willing to guarantee that. Basically, what would Rav Dini say back? Maybe he'd say, this is very radical. There really is a psul of shlomo of the shmo. Sorry, what would Rav Dini answer? Now the Sfas Emes made it sound so good. Rabbi Rav Dini answer. This Sfas Emes, maybe, say, there is a psul of the Shmo. shalom bismano. Why? Let me say it in a more pithy fashion. Because shalom bismano is the one carbon just like shalom lishmo bismano. Again, I think that would be very radical, but you could say no. Shmo is a soul shalom lishmo. Because shalom lishmo, you're not supposed to check it for Pesach, and you checked it for the one carbon. Okay, that would be turning the shmo into shalom lishmo. Again, what do I mean? On Pesach, you're supposed to check it for Pesach. You checked it not for Pesach, shalom lishmo. On other days of the year, you're supposed to check it for other things. You checked it for Pesach, that's shalom lishmo. So it's like shalom lishmo, meaning the shmo, shalom bismano, equals shalom lishmo. And shalom lishmo is a psal machshava. That would be very radical. I'm not sure I'm willing to promise you that. But maybe we could say in another fashion based on a famous Tosfos in the Nachos. A very, very good Tosfos in the Nachos. Always has a lot of literature about it. Tosfos in the Nachos. Where's the document based on the what? On the first sheet? I'm amazed. What do I mean by that? The fascinating discussion of Tosfos and Beis and Beis. No, this Tosfos and Daphne Beis and Beis really underlies a lot of Halacha L'maisa. There's a lot of Halacha L'maisa, which starts with really the Karen Ora as counterexample. You have more than one Kavanah in St. Mitzvahs that need the Shema. There's a lot of Mitzvahs that need the Shema, and some of them it's very tricky. You're not sure what Kavanah to have. Like, for example, you want to make parchment, or whatever you want to make parchment. Whatever it is, parchment. For the sacred Torah. You want to make the paper, write the sacred Torah on. You have to tan it with Shema. Okay, the problem is you tan it with Shema, then you can't throw it out. But if you don't tan it with Shema, you can't use your sacred Torah. What if you don't know what you're going to use it for? You have a lot of things, you don't have options how to use it. What if you don't know if you can use it for a sacred Torah or for tefillin? Options, how you're going to use it, etc. Right? There's a lot of cases where there's a big discussion. Is it okay to have more than one kavanah for mitzvos? Most cases, not such a big discussion. Like matzah, why would you ever need more than one kavanah? Just make every mishnah matzah. Well, in the case, more than one kavanah. What if it's time to make dush and you're not sure if you want to use it for menachos, right? Lachmitoda, etc. Or for matzah for the sacred. So can I use up kavanah? It's for both, right? What about dual kavanah for mitzvos? Not for kachin, for mitzvos. And what about kavanah for mitzvos? Another time, mitzvos is when we do the mitzvah. I'm talking about when you prepare the object of the mitzvah, right? Tzitzis needs to be spun and tied lishma. And tefillin needs to be made lishma, and sefer Torah needs to be made lishma, and matzah needs to be made lishma, and a get needs to be written lishma, etc., etc. What about multiple kavanahs? So, okay, you go through all of shas and lapastiros. We're not going to go through all the suits of Shas and hold them, just at the tie-ins to us. Says Tosfos in Menachos, Daf Mem Beis, that Te'ima, here he's talking about Tchelas. If you dip string in the Tchelas dye, in the vat of dye, for the sake of testing it, that's not for the sake of the mitzvah, and it's bustle, even leftovers bustle. What if you also have one shim tzitzis? Tosfos says, come on from shim yisayinam, you do it for testing out tzitzis, v'avi kamitcha, shenik kamsa, the shema, the shol, shema, the hashna, okay. Says Tosfos, no, just like a carbon, he says mincha, that's because he's in menachos, but it says vachim. Just like the shema, is pasol by karbanos, or you pasol by pesach, the mana was pasol, by chatas is pasol, by other karbanos, not holu shim kova. Likewise, shalom lishmo is pasul by mitzvos, by tzitzis. And the carrot over there has a big problem with Tosfos. Says the carrot over, and the Rabbi Chanan quotes the Rabbi Chaim as having the same problem with Tosfos. We don't have written down in Rabbi Chaim's part. Probably have that one in some say from Yeshua Rabbi Chaim. But Rabbi Chanan quotes from Rabbi Chaim. About the Karen Or said. First, he says that he doesn't like the comparison. How can you compare the Shmo by Karbanos
to Lishmo v'shlo Lishmo by mitzvos, al ilamdas, they're totally different. Okay, what are you got that? We are wait a second here. Okay, before we raise the board, Chaim, let me ask you to take a picture of the board, which is what we smoke here. Before we raise the board, I just want to point out that if you take the Sfas Emes, Lani is Daiti, you know, I think there's room to take the Sfas Emes and say that's really what Tosfos meant as well. And say everyone really means Sfas Emes. He's the conceptually, coherent way to read the Sunya. What did Tosfos mean? Tosfos meant, of course, the Gemara Safek is what the Sfas Emes says. Maybe Lishmo doesn't really count because it's not really doing anything. And just part of the stuff. The order Joseph was, if Lishmo is not really doing anything, then maybe it doesn't even count as a Tos Lashon Rishon, because the Tos Lashon Rishon has to be Chal. And the Lishmo here is not really Chal because it's just an absence, it's not really a presence. So it could be that you could also be Tosfos in light of the Sfas Emes. He doesn't mean that, it's like a weaker Lashon, so it's not Chal, so you can talk about the second one. Maybe Tosfos meant the Sfas Emes. He meant even according to our mayor, the Tosfos Lashon Rishon, it's only the Lashon Rishon is something significant. Over there, the Lashon Rishon is nothing significant. It's not a good thing, it's not a bad thing, it's just a lack of saying anything significant. And therefore, you can't be told for something which is just an absence rather than a presence. Okay, so F shirt, that maybe he also meant like the Sfas Emes. Okay. I'll put it in the board. Okay. Okay, now let's get back to where we were, though. We were asking, how does Rav Dimi answer Rav Yirmiyah? So I thought maybe you have to come start with this Tosfos and the Karen Ora. What's the current Or's objection to Tosfos before we put on the board? He says you can't compare Kachim to Tzitzis. In Tzitzis, is there a psul of Shlo Lishmo in Tzitzis or a requirement of Lishmo? Wait, in Tzitzis, do you need Lishmo or is there a psul of bad machshava? What's the Pashup Shat? Could be the only option. What's Tzitzis? What? You need Lishma. There's no psul machshava in Tzitzis. Just Tzitzis after you made Lishma. If you don't make Lishma, they're no good. Right? Tzitzis needs Lishma. How about Karbanos? It says in Karbanos, there's psule machshava. Right? There's like pigle. Right? What's the lashon in the Rambam? Just to be fair, if you want to look at the grids in the 53rd episode of Kedushin, which we're not going to talk about now, he says maybe there's faith in the Rambam. So he says not so much. But if you look at the simple shot in the Rambam Rabosai, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in the 13th paragraph of Zulik, Sholos machshavos ein shaposlos hakarbonos. There are three machshavos haposlos. In lay machshavos shinoi Hashem, which is Shalol Lishma, change the name of the carbon. Machshavos hamakom, chutzlum tomo, I'll do it outside the makom. Machshavos hazman, I'll eat a chutzlum zmano, which is also called pickle. Right, there's three machshavos of poslos. There's Pigal, there's like Pigal Jr. of eating it outside the mako, and there's Shalol Lishmo. Okay, there's a psule machshava, right? It's very different. Since there's no psule machshava, there's a requirement of Lishma. In Karbanos, there are psule machshava. The one machshava passes the karban. Do you have to have any machshava in Karbanos? Maybe not. If the stam is fine, as a matter of fact, it's like Bez did. You're correct, then. The Pashta, in other words, it's not best and not have any machshava by Karbanos, just so you don't mess up. Right? Just let it be. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right? So, says the Karen Ora, he thinks Tosfos is an invalid comparison. Let us. Okay. What's the Karen Ora? And Rav Chaim has the same objection to Tosfos. What's Karen Ora saying? The Karen Ora says very poshut. If here we have tzitzis. And by the way, in tzitzis you can add matzah and other things. I assume they're all the same, right? The Karen Ora is right for matzah. He says, what do you mean double kapana is possible? By matzah, it's kosher if you make matzah to maybe bring for a kapana and maybe get the Pesach Seder. Double kapana is fine by matzah. Tzitzis and karma says the Karen Ora. Says by tzitzis, you need lishma, and therefore lishma vishalo lishma is kosher because you have lishma. You need lishma, and you have lishma. He says you are tosos. By carbon, there's a psul of shalom lishma. So if you do lishma vishalom lishma, it's psul because you have a psul. That is the current ora and the Reb Chaim objection to Tosos. But Tosos obviously thought differently. Tosos and the Nachos thought differently. He thought lishma, the shalom lishma, is possible by karbanos, and likewise lishma, the shalom lishma, is possible by tzitzis. Not just coincidentally. He thought you could learn it. If he says coincidentally, it could be coincidentally, so you can learn one from the other. Just like the shalom lishma is possible by karbanos, so too is possible by tzitzis. The question is, why didn't Tosos was smart enough to think of Chaim and Karen Ora's lungs? Why didn't Tosos hold Chaim and Karen Ora's lungs? After all, it seems to be not comparable. One is a case where you need the Shema, and you have it, so it should be kosher. The other is a case where, you know, so of Shalom the Shema, you have so of Shalom the Shema. So what's Chaim and Tosos? So, says Reb Elchanan, I think that's Chaim and Tosos. But the at least this time around, I thought of John Tosos for Sorochana. The maybe Tosos has a very different. This is like one of the big chiddush in the beginning of Tachim. As a matter of fact, we talked about this a lot in the beginning of Tachim. Maybe Tosos has a very different approach to Karbanos. Since it's clearly we need lishma, what does Reb Chanan say? Hold on a second. Since it needs lishma, and Tosos is comparing and extrapolating from carbon to tzitzis, so maybe Tosos has a different idea about carbon as well. A carbon needs to be lishma. It's not the psul psul lishma. That's what it needs for lishma. A carbon needs lishma, in which case it's a valid comparison. Right? You compare two things that need lishma. And what are we saying here? We're saying a very different thing. Lishma and shloshma is possible in karbanos. Why? Because because a combined Kavana does not count as Lishma. A combined Kavana is not thinking Lishma. You said you're thinking Lishma, said the card over. What do you mean you're thinking Lishma when you think both of them? No, you're not thinking Lishma. You're thinking this transmogrified, colliding of Lishma with Lishma. But that's not thinking Lishma. So to also, a combined kavana doesn't count as lishma. This is how Reb Elchanan read the machlokas between Tosos versus his Rebbe Reb Chaim and the Keren Ora. What's the basic machlokas between them? Everyone agrees that tzitzis is a positive need for lishma. The question is whether we learn tzitzis from karbanos or not. Says the Graf and Karen Ora, there's no comparison. Karbanos, as the Rambam said, there's Sholos, not Shabbos, not Postos. Karbanos, we don't have soul. Since we're dealing with requirement,
when you have two things, you have a psal, so it's possible. You also have the requirement, so it's also kosher. Why did Tosus think it was a valid comparison? So he says Tosus must have a different shita about lishma. He holds not that the psal of mashal lishma. Again, if you want to get into it, we learned Bakr mentioned the Grizz says they're both true rabbis. And he had the Yukim. But we're not getting to that. Yeah, we're not getting to that. Now, Tosus holds that Karbanos also need lishma. If Karbanos need lishma, then why is lishma mashal lishma apostle? Because in between doesn't count as lishma. If in between doesn't count as a kavana, in between doesn't count as a kavana. If in between doesn't count as a kavana, then might say it's also in between doesn't count as kavana, and therefore it's puzzle. That is the sheet of Tosos. So, okay, this is very fundamental. Machlokas, what are Rochanan go on to say? And this will help us a little bit with where Machlokas Noach last time. He said, hold on a second. If you positively need the Shema by Karbanos, then why is Stam kosher by Karbanos if you positively need the Shema? So, okay, you can answer every Stam is really, you know, implicitly thinking the Shema. Okay, but he says better. Why is, he assumes, L'shem Chulin kosher by Karbanos? L'shem Chulin doesn't break it, but you don't have positive Shema. Why is Mitzvah's Akir B'Tavos be positive kosher? It's all my focus. Right? If you mistakenly think Shalom L'shema, then it's still kosher. Why? If it's absurd, it makes sense. You didn't have absurd, so it's by mistake. But if it's a positive requirement, you still don't have. You don't have the Shema. So, Rochan had to be a Chadish that no. That he, in two ways, reread the Shema of Karbanos in the image of Tzitzis. Number one, just like Tzitzis, you need the Shema, Karbanos, you need the Shema. It's not the absurd, so the Shema. You need the Shema. Number two, just like Tzitzis, what's the nature of the need for the Shema? The nature of the need for the Shema by Tzitzis, not that you, and this is Machlokas, but Pashtus, not that you do some of the Shema. The chifetz has to be defined as l'shem something. Meaning, says Rav Chana, his big chiddush here is that l'shma is not a din in the ma'aseh, it's a din in the chetza. L'shma means when I make this tzitzis, I have to make it l'shem tzitzis to define this chetza as being a chetza that's for the sake of tzitzis. So to Bar Kabanos, the nature of l'shma is not that I have to do it l'shma. The chetza has to be defined as l'shma, and therefore Kabanos has a big advantage in that I was machdish the carpenter. When I was mocked to shit, I find it as an ulo or shlomen or kathos or pesach or what have you. Therefore, the chayfet is already defined as lishma, and as a positive lishma, the chayfet is already defined as lishma. So even if I mistakenly say the wrong thing, what I said doesn't count to the megachtos, and it means it was positive definition of lishma. Okay, the old in kabbalah maharif, there's a lot to say about all the sefer zvachim, but we'll leave it here for now. This is a very, very nice little fun. And you see, he gets very esotistic by focus about the nature of the Shema by Karbanos, which has a dozen nafkaminas that I think we discussed, those of us who were here from the Sefer Zvachim, 1, 2, 3, 4 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And it ended with Grizz saying that they're both true, they're saving Karbanos. But let's leave that for now. Let's just think about something else. What is our whole Gemara about? Our whole Gemara is about comparing Lishmo v'shalol Lishmo v'shalol Lizmano, which is a funny bird because everything's backwards, right? Shalol Lizmano, Lishmo is bad, Shalol Lishmo is good, to the classic Shalol v'shalol Lishmo, which is what Tosfos and the Kerno and Rokai were talking about. Okay, so hold on. In the classic Lishmo v'shalol Lishmo, we seem to have two different reasons why it's puzzle now. Based on this Rokhana, we now have two different reasons why it's puzzle. One reason why it's puzzle is because ignore the lishma, that's irrelevant. You have psul shalol lishma. The other is because, meaning you have lishma and shalol lishma, but the lishma is psul. The other derech is that you don't have lishma or shalol lishma, because you have an in-between thing, which is really neither. Right? Maybe you could take this and now use this to explain our sukkah. That's okay. That's my humble suggestion. Maybe you could use this hakira to explain our sukkah. How could you use this hakira to explain our sukkah? Based on the tzvas emes, like this. Right? What was our question of tzvas emes? He had such a convincing taina of Yirmiyah, whatever do you say back. But notice, his convincing taina in Rav Yirmiyah was all based on what we now have defined as the what we now have defined as the current Oris Derech. What do I mean? Let me demonstrate.
Let's take this to our sugya. Forget about tzitzis for now, right? What's the machlokas? What's the suffix in our sugya? Can you extrapolate from the machlokas carried over in Tosfos? So can you extrapolate from the shavu l'shmol l'shmol by most karbanos to tzitzis?
Said that might depend on what the principle is saying by most karbanos,
right? What's the principle saying? You have l'shma, you have shavu l'shma, and therefore it is possible because you have a psal. It is puzzled because of the soul machshava. What over here is saying is that you have neither lishma nor shalom lishma. You have this in-between thing, which is not really counting anything that accomplishes anything. Right? So let us now take that back to our sugya. What if you have lishmo v'shalom l'shmo, shalom b'zmano. What do you have shalom, shalom l'shmo, shalom b'zmano? What are you going to say in this case? So, if you take the derech l'ikar and ora, then how do we view l'shmo, shalom l'shmo? We view it as if we have two kavanos, whichever one does nothing we ignore, whichever one does something we take seriously, right? That's the principle. You have two kavanos. You ignore the unimportant one, and the important one is chal. By karbanos, the psul is the chalos. So it's possible. By tzitzis, the lishma is the active chalos. So it's possible. What's the principle? Principle is that the whichever kavana does something is here. Okay, so what are we going to say now? We're going to say exactly what the Sfas Emes says for Avirmia. What are we going to say? I'll pee the Sfas Emes. Emes. We have, let's say it better. We have Lishma, which does nothing. And we have Shalom Lishma, which is Posel. And over here also we have Lishma, which is Machshir, and we have Shalom Lishma, which does nothing, right? That's the yesod of the carried over. Right, one Machshav does nothing, one Machshav does something, you take the Machshav and does something. By Tzitzis, Machshav is Machshir, by Kerman is Machshav is Posel. So here, you have Lishmo, as the Sfas Emes explained, which does nothing. You have, right, because remember, the Shmo is not a soul kavana. The Shmo just does nothing, and then merely you're stuck in the Chos Shemayim. You have Shalom Lishmo, which makes it a Shlomen, and therefore, Kosher, because it takes away the problem of Chos Shemayim, and that is exactly Rav Yirmiyah. Don't learn from there. Don't learn from Olzvachim, because in Olzvachim, it's Shalom Lishma is the Posel. So it wins, because the thing that's Posel beats the thing that does nothing. But over here, the Shmo is not what we call Olzvachim, which is part of the Sfas Emes, so Shlom Lishma is saying, it's not a real Posel. It's just a lack of a solution to a different Posel. Okay, so that's a lack of a solution, not a solution. However, what if you look at the Tosfos there? Right? This is all Rav Chaim, right? He's the one who said this longest. Of the difference between Tosos and the Brach. He didn't learn Karen Ora, I guess, but he heard it from the Brach. What if you take it this way? Then, what are you going to say? Ah, you have, it's really neither Lishmo nor Shalom Lishmo. You don't have any clear Machshava here, right? You're left with no Machshava, right? Neither Lishmo or Shalom Lishmo, right? So what are you going to do? You have neither Lishmo nor Shalom Lishmo. Okay, at least if you make an assumption, it means Akira, which we'll see. Maybe parts of Tosos more than Nibiri, but let's stick with that for now. You have neither Lishmo. You have neither Lishmo nor Shalom Lishmo. And therefore, you really, you have this in-between which doesn't accomplish anything, right? An in-between combined, the Chiddush is a combined Kavana is an in-between part one that doesn't accomplish anything. You have neither Lishmo nor Shalom Lishmo. So your machshava
can't accomplish anything, can't change anything, right? That's the whole point. It doesn't count for tzitzis, can't change the lishma. It doesn't count for going, can't change anything. Or, okay. You have neither lishma nor shalom lishma. It's not a real lishma, and it's not a real shalom lishma. It's something in between. Okay, so now what are you going to say? If it's not a real shalom lishma, therefore it doesn't change it to shlomim, because you don't have a real machshava shalom lishma. You don't have a real shalom, you have a part of in between machshava. Doesn't change to shlomim. If it doesn't change to shlomim, then, therefore, it has a psul of mechusar zman because it didn't change to shlomim. And maybe this is gufa, the chakira. Maybe this is Rav Yirmiyah. And this is Rav Dimi. Meaning, maybe Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Dimi, this is by the word, gufa arguing about this Hakira of Tosos and the Karen Ora. Rav Dimi says, what do we see from Kalatar Kula? That once you have a messed up Machshava, you have no useful Machshava. You can't, no Machshava accomplishes anything once you make it decline. Once you make it in between wishy-washy, it doesn't do anything. So the Machshava doesn't accomplish anything. It can't change for Shlomo. It can't save you. Rav Yirmiyah says, no, you misunderstood the nature of Shlomo Shlomo. It's not a combined claim which doesn't do anything. It's two things, and whatever does something, does something. Whatever doesn't do anything, doesn't do anything. And therefore, in this case, Lishma doesn't do anything, Shalom Lishma is a pulsel, but in this case, Lishma doesn't do anything, and Shalom Lishma is a quote-unquote pulsel, means it turns into a shlamin. It moves in, and Pesach turns into a shlamin, which makes it kosher, which avoids the problem of Mechusar Zman. I think this is, I'm not saying it's the only way, but I think this is the most attractive way to analyze what could be the lumbus behind the Mechusar of Yirmiyah of Dimi. And why do I think that? Because mainly we have a Hakir about their model. Their model is Lishma, Shalom Lishma, Lishma. The regular Lishma, Shalom Lishma. We may have a hakira about this, so maybe they were arguing about gufa on this hakira. Okay, that doesn't tell us how we passed. Show them that we can agree how we passed it. Machlokes in Rav Yirmiyah and how we answer the sabaya. Some pass like Rava, some pass against Rava. Anyway, I think this is one possibility. You could say, of course, there are other possibilities as well. As we pointed out, you could say there are teeny things. The shmoy is absurd. But let's just put it down here. What would Rav Dimi answer to this fas emes? He would answer that you misunderstood. He would say, no. He would say, Rav Yirmiyah misunderstood Lishmo, Vishalom Lishmo, Bismano. And really, that is a mixed kavana. That doesn't count as any kavana. So too here doesn't count as either kavana. So the Pesach stays the Pesach because you haven't changed it, because you haven't changed it. And it's possible. Okay. This is my suggested analysis. Of the machlokes between Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Dimi based on the insight of Sfas Emes, which I find very, very compelling in Rav Yirmiyah. And then maybe Rav Dimi would say that. He would say, your whole insight is only based on the Karen Ora's analysis. But maybe I don't like Tulsa's analysis. And therefore, we're not talking about two separate things, that whatever's passive doesn't do anything, whatever's active does something. Rather, it's talking about a merged, joint, collided kavana, which ends up being accomplishing nothing. And that's the machlokis. Is it that b'chol hazvachim it accomplishes nothing here, also accomplishes nothing, so it's still a pesach, so it's possible? Or b'chol hazvachim, you ignore the unimportant kavana and take the significant kavana. You also ignore the unimportant kavana, take the significant kavana. Inu noi b'chol hazvachim means unimportant. Take the significant kavana, which changes it to a shlom and makes it kashter. Okay, that's my suggested analysis. let's read on a little more in the Gemara. Amar Rava, says Rava, he wants to, sorry, my Havriullah, how do we pass in this machlokas? Amar Rava,
Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shari Mosa Shana L'Shmo B'Shal L'Shmo Kosher. The Hus, he wants to say it's kosher. Kosher would be following Rav Yeria. Why? And he brings a technical proof. The Hus Dama L'Shmo Kai, he assumes Stam is L'Shmo. Meaning, Stam is L'Shmo. This is a big machlokas leader of the Gemara. L'Chor called whether it needs Akira or doesn't need Akira. Right, so Pesach and the rest of the year need Akira, meaning it's Stam a Pesach to broker it, or does it not need Akira? It's automatically Nakar. Okay, so he's assuming that Pesach needs Akira, meaning in a Stam it's Lashmo. Bafilu hachi shachle shalol lashmo kasher, alma also shalol lashmo makrit lamidei lashmo. Ki shachanam lashmo shalol lashmo, also shalol lashmo makrit lamidei lashmo.
Says Rabba, let's just pause.
Rabbi here, what are we saying, Rabbi? We're saying, let's assume that Pesach Shlo Bismano is Min Hastam still a Pesach until you are okay with it. Right? That seems to be Rabbi's assumption. I don't think there's two ways about it. Yeah. It's a Pesach, but a Stam is a Pesach until you're over it. So what does he say here? It says, Rava, Stam Olishma. There's a rule called Stam Olishma. Plus, Machshava Olishma, right? Shalom Olishma is kosher, right? Because Pesach, Mishayim Osashana, we're talking Mishayim Osashana, Shalom Olishma is kosher. So too, Machshava Olishma, plus, machshava shalom lishmo is kosher. After all, we can prove that a combination is kosher. That is Rava's work. We can prove a combination is kosher. Because even shalom lishmo is a combination. Because minastam was lishmo. So it also has lishmo in it. What does Rav Bar Ava say back? Amalei Rav Bar Ava. Sorry, where are we? Starting from Rava, Amar Pesach Shatam Shemus Shana Lishmo Shaloshmo Kasher, Das Tam Lishmo Koi. Bafilo Hachi Kishachle Shaloshmo Kasher, Amo Asi Shaloshmo Makil Mishmo. If Stam is Lishmo, but Shaloshmo is Kasher, that's so Shaloshmo beats Lishmo, Shafane Nami, Lishmo, Shaloshmo Asi Shaloshmo Makil Mishmo. Like with Shaf, both Carbonos, Lishmo beats the Shaloshmo beats Lishmo. Amar Lifadabar, Abba the Rava, Dilma Shani Hefa, the Amri Hefa, the Lomar. No, maybe when you said it is different than when you didn't say it. Says Rabbar Abba. Stamo is lishmo, he admits, plus machshava shalo lishmo is kosher, that you can't deny, because that's just shechem shalo lishmo, but machshava lishmo, at least b'derach dilma, plus machshava shalo lishmo equals puzzle, and what's the difference? Because here you said it, and here you didn't say it. When you didn't say it, that's not a real lishmo. When you said it, that's a real lishmo. Okay, what's his proof? He tries to make a proof. The hala ochlov shalol ochlov kasher. Everyone knows it's a mission later on. And don't confuse the lishmo with shalol lishmo in general as possible, except for this weird case of shalol bezmana, where it's a machlok zamorun. But lo ochlov shalol ochlov shechel, which some people can eat and some people are not able to eat, it's kasher. If stam is la'ochlav, then every la'shalola ochlav is la'ochlav and bishalola ochlav, so it should be kosher, but we know it's pasul. So this proves that if you didn't say it, it doesn't count. Elashani hefadam or hefadam or his difference, whether it's a difference if you said it or you didn't say it. Hachinami shani hefadam or hefadam or here also the difference if you said it or not. Armali, Rabbi defends himself, me, the Uriah, is this similar? Bishalola hasam. Basically, how does Rabbi deny this? Ravad Rav says you can prove. Shalola Ochlov is pasul, even though you add Stamala Ochlov. So why isn't it count to Stamala Ochlov? Because if you didn't say it, it doesn't count. What does Rav say back to him? He says, no, you're assuming Stam is the Ochlov. I'm denying it. Stam is not the Ochlov. Why not? Bishlola Hasan Kamdul Akali Bishkita Stami Vad Lishmokoi. Elahacha Stami La Ochlov Koi. Dilma Stamala Ochlov Koi Bidmia. Dilma Mishikanagal Serfina Minni Lavate. It's not Nimno Shuddin Menrachi Shachet. Right? No. A Stam Pesach is Lishmo. So when you mach tisha from Pesach and Stam Lishmo, that's not going to change until you shecht it b'kavana shalom Lishmo. And you're over it. But a Stam Pesach is not local chlov. It's not for particular people who can eat it. Tosfos points out that we don't mean the concept of people who know how to eat, who are able to eat. We mean specific people who can eat it. Stam Pesach is not for specific people. Oh, there are people who own the Pesach. They're called the Menuyim. No, because you're allowed to join the Pesach and leave the Pesach. You're allowed to change your mind until Shkita. They can change their mind every second. Therefore, Stam Pesach is not for any particular people, because they can change their mind every second. But Stam Pesach is L'shem Pesach. And therefore, there is no Stam Lochov, and that neutralizes Rabbi Abraham's proof. Okay, I just want to point out that I'm not going to go into it, and actually, if you take this to its logical conclusion, you're going to have to change what we said beforehand. But, it sounds like a fascinating quote in Rabbi Abraham Bar Abba. Rabbi is saying, a Stam is just as good as what you said. Stam L'shmo plus Machshav L'shmo is the same as Machshav L'shmo, Machshav L'shmo. And if this is kosher Shlomo Zmano, this is kosher. Now, what are you talking about? Stam is cute, but it's not really so powerful. Stam L'shmo plus Machshav L'shmo, erase this. Come on. You said this, you didn't say this, just cross it out. Give me a break. That's worthless, because you didn't say it. What you didn't say compared to what you did say is worthless. Over here, you really have two things that you said. Therefore, that's possible. But over here, you don't have two things. When you said something, after all, Stam is irrelevant when you say something else. Isn't that right? Radabar Av is the common sense, right? Isn't Radabar Av the common sense? If Stam, a Stam person, likes ice cream, I tell you I don't like ice cream. What does it mean? I like ice cream, don't like ice cream? No, Stam is nice, but if I say the opposite, then the Stam is worthless. Right, Stam doesn't mean anything. If you say the opposite, that's the chora, the pashup shot. That what good is Stam if you say the opposite? This might have to do with a chakira, which we're not going to go into now, which is just tying to what we said earlier. But if you put it together, you're going to have to revise things as to what's the nature of Stam machshava by kachin. What do we mean when we say Stam is Lishmo? What do we mean when we say Stam is Lishmo? Okay, there's more than one way to say it. Explain the Stam is Lishmo. If we mean Stam is Lishmo, meaning a Stam person thinks Lishmo until proven otherwise, you're about to bar out this right. Stam is Lishmo, but if you say Shalom Lishmo, then you obviously don't mean Lishmo, right? If Stam is a din in the Machshav of the Gavra, is an umdin in the Gavra, then Rav Barav is right. Stam is an umdin in the Gavra. Yeah, a Stam person wants to do everything for the right reason. Unless he says he wants to do it for the right reason, and he just wants to do the wrong reason. But if Stam is like what Rav Chana suggested in the Chetza, then Rav is right. Stam l'shmo, this Chetza is l'shmo, whether I like it or not. I can say Shalom l'shmo, but I'm just adding another level to the Chetza. L'shmo and Shalom l'shmo. So I think that it could be that Rava makes more sense if Stam L'shmo means that. And Rava makes more sense if Stam L'shmo is a din in the Chefta. The Chefta is L'shmo. Even if I say Shalom L'shmo, I'm defining the Chefta as Shalom L'shmo. The Chefta was predefined as L'shmo. The Chefta has two definitions. This is really two things. But if Stam L'shmo is an Omdana, if Stam L'shmo is an Omdana, Minastam, everyone thinks Lishma. Then, yeah, Minastam, everyone thinks Lishma, unless they say Shalom Lishma. Then they obviously don't think Lishma anymore. So, if you want to get into why does Rava think there's a good right or a Rabadbar, but now perhaps you could say this is also a big issue in Zvachin. What do I mean? The Gemara begins off and says, Stam Zvachin Lishma. Stam Lishma. Why is Stam Parva Lishma? It's not true, Stam everything, right? Stam bread is not Lishay Matzah. Stam strings are not machine senses, but Stam carbon is lishma.
Well, because you brought it already.
And why is Stam carbon lishma? Obviously, because you already makdish it. The question is, I mean, is that in the Gavra or a Chefta? So I think that if you say, again, if someone's very near Hasidic here, they will disagree with me. They'll say, no, even Stam is the Gavra. Every Gavra who says the wrong thing really also, at the same time, is crying out the right thing as a near Hashem. So if you're near Hasidic, then everything I said is not true. But let's assume that we're not yet on that material. Then maybe you could say, for Rabba says, Stam L'shmo is a din in the Chefta. The Chefta is Stam L'shmo. The fact that I only said Shalom L'shmo, doesn't change the fact that the chetz is l'shmo. Rav Bar Ava might say that it's a din omdina in the gavra. Ah, a person we assume does things l'shmo. Why would a person not do things l'shmo? Why wouldn't everyone want to do things l'shmo? Okay, but if he says shalom l'shmo, then obviously he's not doing it l'shmo. An omdina versus an explicit statement, the explicit statement steamrolls the omdina. An omdina versus a halos in the chayfetz, sorry, an explicit statement versus a halos in the chayfetz, you have two things. Okay, that's comparison, just like what I say in a halos in the chayfetz, like what I say when I say. But what I say versus what I mistama mean, well, if I said the opposite, then I obviously don't mistama. So it could be that this has to do with, again, a lot of chomer sugyas in Gittin's Vachin. What are we going to say? Stam l'shma in Hutchin. I'm doing it in Omdina. The people do things l'shma. In which case they say otherwise, and they're not doing stam l'shma. The Omdina is dead, steamrolled. Or doing the Chefza has l'shma in it. Which is either the guy says, I'm 100% shalol l'shma. It's still both. The Chefza is l'shma, whether he likes it or not. And he's trying to make it 100% shalol l'shma. Okay, let us just discuss one other. Chaim, you'll get this board. One other question, and then we'll call it a day about the sugya. One other question, let's tie it a little to the next sugya. Yes.
I don't know if someone's saying something, or just putting this.
Okay, just putting okay. Our sugya, Tosos already brings up the problem that there's a machlokis later in the Gemara, or Tosos calls it a sopik later in the Gemara, a shakim hard later, whether Pesach shalom zmano means akira or doesn't mean akira. Meaning, is it an astam shlomen? Or no, it needs akira. You need to make it into a shlomen. Right? Is it already a shlomen, or do you need to make it into a shlomen? So, Rava clearly holds Tzarech Akira. You need to make it into a shlomen. It says stama is l'shmo until you make it into a shlomen. So you got this board, right, Chaim? Okay, let's try to follow this. I know there's very subtle Tzarech here, but I think we can do it. With the help of our handy dandy board, even with only two colors. again, the Gemara has a suffix. Whether Pesach, Shalom Bismano, Sarach Akira, meaning it's a Pesach until you turn it into a Shlomen, or Eino Sarach Akira. What is our Gemara? How does our Gemara tie into that discussion? Our Gemara never brings up the sugya on Daf Samach Dalid and Daf Ayin Gimel and in Yom Daf Samach Gimel, I think it was, about whether Pesach Shalom Zmano needs a cure or doesn't need a cure. Technically, okay. Needs a cure or not. The Gemara never brings up that issue. Okay, technically, Pesach Shalom Zmano is only known in Yom Daf Samach Gimel, Pesach Daf Samach Dalid, but also ties into Pesach Daf Ayin Gimel. So we're not sure exactly how our sugya ties into this. So let's look at Rava. Rava, in our sugya, what does he say? He says, listen to what Rava says. Rava says, stamo l'shmo kai. Stamo l'shmo kai. It is minastam l'shem Pesach until you're oker it. Meaning, Tzarech Akira. That's clear. He says it needs Akira. The question is, what does the originally Baya think, right? Because here the Meiri says, no, the originally Baya does not necessarily think the same as the Rava. Right? Basically, the Meiri says, we don't hold like Rava because he thinks Tzarech Akira, we don't agree with him. The rest of the Sugya didn't think Tzarech Akira. What did the rest of the Sugya think? So how about the Ibaya and the Sugya? Until my half yellow, until Rafa, right? It never said anything about Stam here, right? What did it say? It said, Lishmo is Pasol, Shalom Lishmo is Kosher. What did it say? It said, Lishmo is Pasol, Shalom Lishmo is kosher, lishmo, vishalo lishmo is an ibaya that we just spent a lot of time analyzing. Okay,
is, what about stop? Does Pesach need Akira? Does Pesach not need Akira? Didn't say. Right? What about Stam? Didn't say anything. We don't know. Until we get to Rabba, the word doesn't say. So, but what is it? What does Tosos assume? Tosos assumes in Rasmus Shay Mosh Hashanah that Boy Akira. Boy Akira. Tosos assumes Boy Akira. Why does he assume Boy Akira? Okay, Tosos assumes it's Boy Akira. So, the why does Tosos assume Boy Akira?
Tosos is a sound dollar.
If this mother will go Boy Akira, then it turned into a shlomim. If it turned into a shlomim, then even the shmo should be kosher. So it says Tosos.
What?
Chazer Rashi Tosos. And that's Samach Dalam Aleph. Right? Even if not inside. Right? What about Manda Omar Boy Akira? That's very poshut. What does Manda Omar Boy Akira hold? He holds that it's still Pesach unless, let me say this a little better. I think everyone agrees this. Not all of everyone agrees this. I think this is poshut. Manda Omar Boy Akira holds that Stam equals Pesach. Only shalo lishmo becomes a shlomo. What about manda amar lo boy akira? What about meaning manda boy akira says a pesach shalo lishmo is a pesach. You could just turn it into a shlomo. What about manda amar lo boy akira? So what does he say? He says stam equals shlomo. Matter of fact, there's a phrase a few places. The Rambam quotes one of the Rambam Parshi. Pesach shalom zman or shlomim hu. Here's an interesting question. What about lishmo? Man or lo boy yakira says min astam it's a shlomim. What if you shechted lishmo? L'shem Pesach. Right? What if you shechted lishmo? And you're lo boy yakira. Is it still a shlomim? Or then it's a Pesach? This is a focus Rashi and Tosos, and Dav Samach Dalet, likewise, in Dav Samach Dalet Yoma, says Rashi, then it's a Pesach, says Tosos, that's a Machlokes in Dav Samach Dalet. I mean, how seriously do we take Manda or lo boy yakira? Also says manda or lo boy yakira means it is regarding a shlomim even l'shem Pesach. Well, even l'shem Pesach will not. Even l'shem Pesach will not hurt. Meaning you can't. There's no access to the Pesach anymore. It is a total shlomim, right? Meaning we really have three shitas. What is a Pesach shlomim zman? According to Tosos, it is a total shlomim with no ifs, ands, or buts, right? Even if you have l'shem Pesach, it's a shlomim. It is totally a shlomim, according to Tosos. The Rambam seems to agree with the Tosos. The Rambam seems to agree with the Tosos. The Pirush Mishnah is there. What about the Pesach? In the Pirush Mishnah, he definitely agrees with the Tosos. Okay, you can always say you're not sure if the Pirush Mishnah is the same sheet as the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam, Pirush Mishnah, he agrees with the Tosos. It becomes a total shlomim. Right? That was one of the kind of submission. Okay, the Rambam in the Yerushalm Shnayas plus Tosos says he passes my number lo boy yakira. And because what does he say? He says that, and let's say it's today. I shef the Karmi Pesach today, says the Rambam. Even if I shef the shmo, Karmi Pesach today, the shmo, it's still a kosher shlomim. Right, Shechta Karmi Pesach today, it's still a kosher shlomim. That's the Shita of Tosos. That's the Shita of the Tosos in this Manda Omer. That's the Shita of the Rambam Pirush Mishnah. So obviously, hold like this Manda Omer. Rashi, okay, the other option is that, no, what do you mean? It's still a Pesach. It just could turn into a shlomim, right? It is a Pesach with potential to become a shlomim. Right, what are we saying? It is a Pesach. can become a shlomim if you shechta shelo lishmo. You can turn it into a shlomim, but it's still a korban pesach. That is bayakira. Okay, lo bayakira for toasting of the total korban shlomim. For Rashi, it's a little in between. Lo bayakira min astam, it's a shlomim. But if you shechta lishem pesach, then it's still a pesach, right? So it's sort of in between. Not 100% clear how to view this, not 100% clear, must admit, how to view this identity. The simple shot is, right, you could say, no, it is a, it is a Korban Pesach, but even a Stam Shechita, Shechting with Man Shlomim, okay, let's just put somewhere in between. Okay, now, let's just take this back with 5 minutes for our sugya. What does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say? The question is this. The body of our sugya, how does this jive with the Manda Amar Lo Bayakira? If there's a Manda Amar that became a Shlomim, then why is our Sugi can get off the ground? Our Sugi assumes the Shlomim is possible because of the Shlomim is possible. How does it even get off the ground? How does this jive with Manda Amar Lo Bayakira if we don't say any condition that we mentioned earlier? And here we have up to three answers. Answers the Meiri. He holds like Rashi and Dasamadalu. If you look at the Meiri and all the sugyas, he holds that way. Answers the Meiri. Kishitas Rashi. He doesn't quote Rashi and Dasamadalu. That's what he holds. Meaning, the Afilu, the Manda Omar, Lobo Yakira, the Shmo is still possible. Even Manda Reloboy Akira is not 100%. Even Manda Reloboy Akira is somewhere in between. Even Manda Reloboy Akira doesn't say it became a Shlomo totally. It's still somewhere in between. If it's still somewhere in between, then, if it's still somewhere in between, then if you shaft it with Shmo, it's still going to be possible. It'll still be a Pesach. Right? It still has potential Pesach within it. Yes, it's Reloboy Akira. It's been a Stam Shlomo, but it has potential Pesach within it. Meaning, Minastam Shlomim Hu Aval Lashem Pesach Shaka Lashem Pesach Pesach Hu. That's the sheet of Rashi and Sam Dalit. Then Argamar is no problem. Right, everyone agrees. Even if everyone agrees, Lishmo is possible. Right, everyone agrees. Lishmo becomes a Korban Pesach. That's not controversial. Everyone agrees. Lishmo becomes a Korban Pesach. Everyone agrees. Lishmo is kosher. Everyone can have the sibaya. Then the but Tosfos is a problem. Tosfos then is Labdaka. It's a real soul. Okay. Then you're right. That's what I said earlier. That according to the Meiri, some of this might be a little tricky. But according to the Meiri, that depends how you look at this shita. According to the Meiri, you could say the Shema has actually turned it into something, and that would destroy some lungus we said earlier. If you hold like the Meiri, unless you want to say even for the Meiri, that's why it's a big disruption between. No, even if you say for Shlomo becomes a Pesach, then you're absolutely right. It goes against what we said earlier. If you said no, even according to the Meiri / Rashi, it's still a Pesach, it's just a Sam Shkita is considered Shkita Shem Shlomim, since it's Man Shlomim, then you can maybe deny it, but you're right. What is Tosos? Tosos Shikasim can't answer this, because Tosos thinks, according to Mandamar Lobo Yakira, even the Shmo is a Shlomim, so it doesn't get off the ground. So what does Tosos have to say? Tosos has to say, no. Hamachlokes. Or machlokes, suffix, whatever you call it, right? Oh, let's put it right. Hamachlokes Iboy Akira Olav Myri Rak Achara Pesach. Avokodem Ha Pesach Lekule Alma Boy Akira. That's what's the status. When is there a folks who means Akira or not? After Pesach. After Pesach. On Shavuos. Carbon Pesach on Shavuos. That's not close with it. By Yakira, low by Yakira. One man never says it's still a Pesach, you have to be ochre in the permanent Shlomim. The other man never says, no, it's already a Shlomim. But before Pesach, everyone agrees by Yakira. Why? Before Pesach, of course it's still a Pesach unless you're ochre it. Because you're saving it for Pesach. I mean, what's he saying? After Pesach, there's a man never low by Yakira. See, after Pesach, it's hopeless. You can't use it anymore. Why can't you use it anymore? Because it's only good for a year. Once it hits the first birthday, it's, it can't become Pesach anymore. And by next Pesach, it'll be more than a year, right? After Pesach, it's worthless. Okay, there might be an exception if it's the Bible of Artsbein Basin before Pesach Sheni. That would be an exception. Forgetting that, it was discussed in the Gemara, but forgetting that exception, after Pesach, you know, assuming it's not good for Pesach Sheni, either because Pesach Sheni passed or because the Bible of Artsbein Basin. After Pesach, then there's Madar. But before Pesach, you're saving it for Pesach. Of course, the Korban Pesach until it's Nekar. Right, when he's saying the Manu Melo Boyakir is only because it's hopeless. There's no potential Pesach. After Pesach, Kunyama Boyakir, because it can be used for Pesach. And, Omokim, Lesogian, Kodem Pesach. And our Sogia is before Pesach. Our Sogia says Shulbis Manu means only particular kind of Lobanah before Pesach. And before Pesach, Lekuli Amu Bar Yakira. Theoretically, you could have said a third answer. And this is the Merkabah HaMishnah. What is the Merkabah HaMishnah? It's not just something similar to it, but the Merkabah HaMishnah, I think, is more... we're not getting into the details, but he adds up the details a little more deeply. He says, Anachanami, Sugyan, Azil, Rak, Awiba, the Manda Amar by Yakira. Our sugya is only the Manda Amar by Yakira. Well, the Manda Amar. Lo by Yakira. Bing Lishmo. Bing Shalo Lishmo. Bing Lishmo. Fishalo Lishmo. Kosher. Shalo was Mano. Because if you hold Lo by Yakira, it's ready Shlomin. Kasser, the Shlomin. Right? Maybe our whole sukkah is only according to one man the Amar. We don't pass like that one man the Amar. Right? That's what the Rekev HaMishnah suggests. Why does he want to suggest that? Okay. This is a finish. Why does he want to suggest that? He wants to say, there's a third answer. Basically, these two answers, Meiri and Tosfos, are both trying to explain our sugya, Tosfos explicitly, Meiri implicitly, trying to explain our sugya according to both Manda Amar. We want to get our sugya to work even if Manda Amar is already slower. Even like Meiri, even Manda Amar lo by Yakira admits the Shlomo is a problem, so our sugya is fine. Or, even Manda Amar lo by Yakira, that's only after Pesach, but he admits before Pesach by Yakira and our sugya before Pesach. There's another option you could just say. Our sugya is the Manda Amar. Well, yeah, it's Yakira, after all, Rava held by Yakira. That's only one opinion. So our whole sugya is like Rava, like by Yakira. Our sugya held by Yakira, but there's another day of held by Yakira. And that day we deny our sugya. Says the Mekev HaMishnah here, this is a speculation. But, interestingly, what's interesting about the Ein Mishpat and Daf Samach Amud Beis? There is no Rama and Daf Samach Amud Beis. He doesn't paskin our sugya. He does paskin our sugya, the Rama doesn't. Why doesn't the Rambam paskin our sugya? It's not clear why the Rambam doesn't paskin our sugya. We don't know why the Rambam doesn't paskin our sugya. You can always say, it's a weird case that won't come up a lot. Okay, doesn't always. That rule is not always true of the Rambam. He deals with lots of weird cases, but the Rambam doesn't paskin our sugya. You never know why he doesn't paskin our sugya. It's an argument from silence. But says the Mekev HaMishnah, okay, then he goes back and forth about it. But he suggests, the problem is we don't know how the Rambam holds about Boy Yakim and Lo Boy Yakim. We only know the Parish Mishnayis is very clear. Parish of Mishnayis is clear that he holds Boy and Lo Boy Akira, Stam Ishlamim, and even Lishmo Ishlamim. In the Mishnah Torah, we're not sure. He never actually discusses the case. He never discusses
the case of shechting according to Pesach Shlomo's Banu Stam, or Lishmo, or Shalom Shlomo Shmo. It leaves out all that discussion. We're not 100% sure what he thinks, but in one place, in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos, this will end, when he's discussing Shchutei Chutz, he says, if you shecht the Karban Pesach Chutz, what's the rule of Shchutei Chutz? Something that's kosher if you do the Chutz, you're chayv karis. Something that's possible if you do the Chutz, you're possible. You're potter. If you shecht the Karban Pesach Shlomo Zmanu B'chutz, Bein Lishmo, Bein Shlomo Shmo, you're chayv karis. Why? So it's right with them. Really, you mean right with them. Pesach Shlomo Zmanu, Bein Lishmo, Bein Shlomo Lishmo, is chayv karis. And why is it using Rambam 6? Because it's a Shlomim. Shlomim is right, Bein Lishmo, Bein Shlomo Lishmo. So the Rambam sounds like in that place, okay, if you look at the Meiri in Yoma, he tries to deny this. But the Rambam sounds like, no, Karban Pesach Shlomo Zmanu is a Shlomim, Bein Lishmo, Bein Shlomo Lishmo, like he said in Pirush Mishnayis. Right? This Rambam Pirush Mishnayis matches the Rambam Shlomo Chutz. It's just a shlomen. I don't care what you do. It's a shlomen. It's a regular shlomen. And the Rambam does not distinguish between before and after Pesach. Tosos is always allowed to say, oh, this is more limited. Before Pesach, back more limited after Pesach. The Rambam, when he says stam, he means stam. So it could be that maybe that's shot in the Rambam. And the Lachain Yeshmet, a Rambam called Asugya ki pasak kimanda omar lo boy akira the imkain bain lishmo bain shalom lishmo kosher the ain makom liibaya ilishmo Vishalo Lishmo, right? Maybe the Rambam, you don't know, it's arguable silence. But the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, if you put together and even make up the mission, backtracks on this a little. Because there's theories all over the Rambam about this, maybe we'll get to it. But if you take the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis that he quotes, who says like Tosus there, no Samothal, and you add to the Rambam Meister Karbanos, who says it's a Shlomen and it's considered Rohi Lo Pesach Olmoy, Bein Lishmo, Bein Shlomo Lishmo, so you're Chayav Shechted Bachutz, right? Matches Hilchos Ma'aseh HaKarbanos, which is again, and he calls it a shlomen, bein lishmo, bein shlomo lishmo. Here he calls it a shlomen, bein shlomo lishmo, bein shlomo lishmo, right? That it's a shlomen, bein lishmo, bein shlomo lishmo. Again, you don't have to say he means that. There are many ways to interpret it. Then the Rambam, it makes sense why he left out our sugya, because our whole sugya is the Manda Rabbaya Akira. Once we ask him, law boy, Akira, no matter what you do, it's kosher. There is no way to make it back into a Pesach Shlomo Zmanu. It's by definition a Shlomo Shlomo Zmanu. The only way for it to be a Pesach Shlomo Zmanu. Shlomo Zmanu is automatically Shlomo. The Rambam would have the strongest version of being a Shlomim. Being the Shlomo, being Shlomo, Shlomo, being Kodim Zmanu, being the Akhar Zmanu, it's a Shlomim. It's been suggested maybe there's a fascinating Rambam. This will end in the Hakadomah, and the Pirush Mishnayis of Chutz. He said there will be four kinds of Karbanos. Ola, Chatas, Asham, and Shlomim, and similar things. Everything is Ola, Chatas, Asham, or Shlomim, and similar things. For the Rambam, Pesach is one of the similar things to Shlomim. Meaning, for the Rambam, everything's really Shlomim anyway. Right? Pesach's really Shlomim anyway. Anything that's Kachim Kalim, anything that's not Chatas of Ola and Asham is really Shlomim anyway. So that might make sense that the Rambam thinks, no, it's a total Shlomim, and that's why he leaves it our Sugya. Okay, I can't promise you. But that is definitely a third possible alternative to the Tosfos and the Megillah. Okay, we'll pick up Mirza Hashem with the continuation of Gemara next time.
You finish the sheet?
I finished the sheet. That's my new minute. I try to finish the sheet. Summer day. Those are here during the year. No, how good that is. Right, Yuda? Thank you so much.